Welcome to Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. Get ready to join our aquatic tour as your host takes you to a world that you've never known about, under the sea. Whether you know a lot or a little about marine life, we're sure to have something to interest you. Now, here's your host.
Thank you, and welcome to the program Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm your host, Jacob, and if you're looking for a fabulous destination to go scuba diving, then you tuned into the right episode, because today we're talking about the Bahamas. The Bahamas are actually made up of 16 different islands. The islands of the Bahamas offer an array of dive experiences like no other destination in the world. You'll find sunken Spanish galoons, inland blue holes, underwater caves, and forest-like coral reefs, teeming the vibrant marine life. You can even feed and swim with the reef sharks, an experience sure to get your adrenaline pumping. Explore what else makes the Bahamas the most complete diving destination in the world. Now I have a list of certain categories that people ranked number one. And also, you can find this on bahamadiving.com. Snorkeling and family diving. Unmatched water visibility combined with a striking spectrum of blues and lush coral reefs makes the Bahamas unmatched as a destination for snorkeling and family diving. Today, more and more people are rediscovering the simple toys of snorkeling and free diving. The simple joys of snorkeling and free diving. What was I thinking? Blue holes of the Bahamas offer a truly unique dive experience. The greatest concentration of blue holes is found inland and in the shallows of Andros Island, where more than 50 blue holes have been recorded scattered throughout the islands. Blue holes, caverns, and caves provide spectacular diving experiences. Dolphin and shark encounters. Dolphin encounters are some of the most popular diving experiences in the Bahamas. Nowhere else can you find more opportunities to swim with these marine mammals in the open ocean or inside a marine mammal facility. Dolphins are not the only big animals in the Bahamas. A shark dive may offer the most thrilling 45 minutes you'll ever spend underwater. Walls and reefs. Dive the walls and reefs of the Bahamas for an incredible underwater adventure. The world's third largest barrier reef is found in the Bahamas, along with hundreds of other sites with breathtaking aquatic vistas. Wall diving is not for the faint of heart. These great underwater trenches plunge thousands of feet deep. It is along these escarpments that the beauty of coral, spires, and sponges is really realized. Wrecks. A good wreck is a great dive, and the Bahamas offers many great natural and artificial wreck dives. They can be found in all conditions and at all depths. Shallow wrecks are exposed to a lot of sunlight and have an abundance of marine life. Congregations of snappers, grunts, angelfish, and parrotfish, and everywhere with such exceptionally clear water, there is nothing like seeming a deep wreck. From a distance in Bahama water. Now here are some of the number one islands to go scuba diving. I won't name all 16. I will only name 5 because they were ranked the best. Islands. The Andros Islands is a diving experience ranges from shallow water wreck and blue hole dives to dramatic wall dives off the 60,000-foot deep tongue of the ocean. About 1 to 1.5 miles off the east coast of Andros sits on the Andros Barrier Reef, the world's third largest barrier reef, measuring 190 miles long and home to more than 100 species of coral and fish. Eleuthera and Harbor Islands. You can enjoy some of the finest diving here with exceptional dive facilities, PADI trained instructors, and if you don't know, PADI stands for Professional Association of Diving Instructors. certification programs and scuba equipment available for rental. Grand Bahama Island. Its reputation as a diver's paradise has been growing since the filming of Sea Hunt here over 50 years ago. You will have a truly authentic diving experience, whether you are looking to explore shallow reefs or deep caves with abundant marine life, the mystery of sunken ships or dolphins and sharks. The Abacos Islands are known for as one of the world's top boating and sailing destinations due to its calm and scene surrounded by charming islands. However, those qualities also make the Abaco Islands a very powerful dive spot. With several protected underwater reefs, swim through caves, and invigorating marine life. The Exumas. There is a Paddy 5-star dive facility. Meaning there's a professional association of diving instructors 5-star dive facility. Meaning a bunch of diving instructors made it and ranked it the best. On Great Exuma and Paddy Professionals on Staniel Cay. Offering the ultimate dive experiences on small personalized dive trips, basic scuba diving, and reef dive master courses are also available. The Bahamas, again, are made up of 16 islands. And so, already, I'm actually very, very excited to go to the Bahamas. There are a lot of places I want to go, as you've seen in all of my other previous shows, like Cozumel, the Caymans, and now the Bahamas is very, very, very large, I would say. It doesn't look very big in appearance, but again, it's 16 separated islands, while in the Caymans, it's just 3 huge islands, which actually, I think that's pretty cool, because if you wanted to travel to all 16, you might end up finding something a lot different in every island. So, I wonder if my diving instructor's been there, because I don't know if he has or if he hasn't, but honestly, I think that would actually be very, very, very cool. For me, I think it would. Because I've never actually been diving in like real dives. I've only been to an open water dive where I've only seen like 2 little fish. And I really want to see like some big guys, like some big sharks and stuff. And I think that would be very, 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 very fun for me. And if my dad goes with me or my uncle or my diving instructor, I think he would have a blast too. Well, that's if my diving instructor has ever been there before. But, like I said, if you forget, Paddy is the Professional Association of Diving Instructors. That's actually what my dad is certified under. I'm certified under NAWI, and so is my diving instructor, which is, National Association of Underwater Instructors. Ugh, I can't say anything today. And this is just like just the basics of underwater islands. And remember, there's still 16 of them out there. I only named 5. So there's still the 11 more that I haven't named yet. And honestly, I don't know anything about them. There might be something really crazy out in one of them, and I don't even know it. But I'm always out there for more knowledge. That's what pretty much makes my radio shows. Like, every day before I come in here and make a radio show, I write like 6 pages at least of research that I get off the computer, and it takes me about an hour to do it. And then, finally, I come in here and I talk with you. And I think it's really fun to talk to you. Let's take a break. I'm Jacob, and you are listening to Under the Sea.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the tech team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
This is Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. We just came up for a little air, so let's plunge to the depths again and find out more on today's show.
Hey, welcome back to Under the Sea. I'm your host, Jacob, and let's continue with our conversation about the Bahamas. Now it's time for your underwater hotspots. Now, like I said, there are five categories that the people can rank it, and then they can express their comments about it. For the Bahamas, 43 voted that the Bahamas were excellent. 24 voted that the Bahamas were very good. 5 people voted that the Bahamas were average. 11 people voted that Bahamas were poor. And 12 people voted that the Bahamas were terrible. And here are some comments. Avoid these guys if you are a beginner. The location was great, but they don't provide assistance if you have ever dived before. And actually, I'm very, very glad that someone said that, because that's actually a very important safety issue. Because if some people have never dived before and it's their first time, they don't know how to use their equipment, they can get hurt, and again, they can possibly die. And we don't want that. And here's another comment. We had a very good experience with Bahama divers. The staff was very friendly and knowledgeable, especially Roscoe. There was only 3 other divers on the boat besides myself and my son. So it was a nice sized group. My 10-year-old son was doing his referral open water checkout dives, and I felt very, very comfortable with his dive instructor, and that's actually a very, very important thing that you should feel comfortable with, because if it's your son or your wife or one of your friends or whoever, you're responsible for them, so it's very, very good to know that you feel that you're comfortable with the person who is supervising them, if it's your wife, if it's your son, if it's your daughter, if it's your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your best friend in the world, whoever. It's always good to know that whoever is responsible is very trustworthy and very caring. In case someone gets hurt, they know what to do. And here is another comment. We booked a day for diving when our cruise ship was in the port, and the pickup and drop off were excellent. The boat is small enough to limit the size of the group, but still, he has a functional head. We had a group of four. The lower limit, excellent dive master who knew the area, took us to great sights. And the dive shop had an excellent selection and lots of stock. And if you are reading anything, good restaurant right next door. Well, I gotta tell you, this comment's my favorite. If it talks about restaurants, I'm all for it. And also, they do offer very many cruises to the Bahamas and to a lot of other different places. And that is very, very, very fun. I went on a cruise when I was 7 to Puerto Rico, St. Thomas, Dominican Republic, and I went to Haiti. And it was very, very, very nice. We had very nice hotels, and we had very, very nice, we had a nice pool, we had a belly flop competition one day, and there was a shuffleboarding competition, and there was formal night whenever people dressed up. And there was an awesome arcade and full of different games. And I think that is like a lot of fun. Because whenever I was on a cruise, I always played this shooting game with me and my cousins. And I beat them every time. I shot them full of holes. And they always got mad at me. And I had a cousin who was awful. I mean, bad at hockey. At air hockey, so my other cousin and I were trying to teach him, and he was trying to do like kung fu noises to try and make it better, but we beat him every time, and we just laughed and laughed and laughed. And I had steak every night, which I love steak, and they gave me sauce and they gave me ice cream for dessert, and that there is delicious. And so if you go on a cruise to the Bahamas, go ahead and go, because the cruises are very, very, I don't know their price, so I'm not really going to estimate it, because I might be wrong, and I don't want to say, hey, it's only $100, and it ends up to be $10,000, so we don't want that. So go ahead and go if you can, and if you can afford it, because the cruises are very, very, very fun. They have a lot of entertainment there, and also they have excellent restaurants aboard the ship, and they always tell you what the specialties are for that day or for that night, and it is very, very, very excellent there whenever I went on my cruise. And they're huge. You can spend like 2 weeks on the ship and you won't even see everything. And they have elevators and they have beautiful bathrooms. And so also some have scuba diving, but again, some don't. Like mine, I don't know if mine did, but if there are and you're certified, go ahead and try it, because you might love it. Another cool thing about cruises is that one night you can actually talk to the captain, and he'll tell you about all his personal things, and like how he became a captain and what he does every day. And I think that is really cool. And you can get a picture with them. You can get an autograph with them. And I got a picture of me and my captain. He was really, really friendly. and they always gave you a they always gave you like an announcement about where we're going next and like what you can do to pass the time and how you can rest every single minute, because that's what our captain always said. Like, he always said, "Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Captain Roberts speaking from the ships of Navigational Bridge. I have good news and bad news. The bad news is that Baltimore is our last stop. But the good news is you can rest for that every single solitary minute." And he said, "That's all for now. This is Captain Rod." And they would actually make toasts about to other people for your family, because they always had one day about that. I just don't know what it's called. And especially with the Bahamas, you'll have a lot of fun, because every day they'll let you go off the ship and tour for a little bit, and then you can get back on the boat at the end of the day and then go on and do what you'd like and get settled in. Because, like, mine went to Puerto Rico, St. Thomas, Dominican Republic, and Haiti. So the ship would park, and then we have a card, and that would check us out and check us in. So after we would check that out, we would get off the ship, and we would start touring around. And that is very, very fun. And also, they have places where you can dance, if it's swing dancing or if it's formal dancing. It's very, very, very fun. And if you go, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Let's take a break. And actually, before we do go to break, and since I've been doing a lot of shows and there are some people that want to learn about scuba diving, well, today is your lucky day if you're listening to this episode. Because today I'm going to be talking about all the different scuba gear you will need and how to use it if you're going to go scuba diving. So let's take a break. I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Under the Sea.
Every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
At 13, you are just starting to become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 13 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through ready for what's next. Life at 13, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
And now, Kid Star Update, here's Cole with Sports Rewind.
Hi, my name is Cole Wieland from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and you are listening to Sports Rewind. In Olympic news, the closing ceremonies are Sunday, February 23rd, and the most medals went to Russia with 33 of them, and U.S. came in second with 28. Most gold medals was won by Russia with 13. U.S. Kimball, but only nine. In NBA news, the Pacers crushed Lakers. Kobe Bryant is out with a knee injury, and the final score is 118-98. And also, the Bulls take a win on the road against Atlanta 107-103. LeBron James broke his nose in the game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He sat out a game against the Bulls, but he is ready to play again against the Knicks. The face mask. In college basketball news, Iowa gets upset by Minnesota 95-89, and Indiana can't hold on to the win against Wisconsin 69-58. My name is Cole Wound, and you've been listening to Sports Rewind on the Kidstar Radio Network.
You've been listening to Sports Rewind.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
This is Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. We just came up for a little air, so let's plunge to the depths again and find out more on today's show.
Hey, welcome back to Under the Sea. I'm your host, Jacob, and let's continue our conversation about scuba gear. Well, if you watched my first show, I talked a little bit about it, but mostly it was about me. So now I'm going to talk about stuff that's going to benefit you. Well, whenever you scuba dive, you have a lot and a lot and a lot of different materials and different appliances that you have to use. Like, probably your most important is your air tank. It's the most heaviest, and it hurts your back, but it's the most important. It has all your air in it, and it can hold up to, because they come up in many sizes. They have like little small ones, and they have really long ones. The most you'll probably see is about 3,000 PSI, but the little ones have 2,000 PSI usually. I usually use the little ones because they don't hurt as much on your back and on your shoulders. Because whenever I dive with the big ones, it put a slant in my back, and they had to chiropractic back. That wasn't very enjoyable. So I always use the little ones, so it's not very bad on your back, but everyone has a different back, so it might benefit that you might think that the bigger ones are no problem, but you might think that the bigger ones may be a problem. And also, then you have a BC, your buoyancy compensator, which controls your buoyancy, and it's mostly black. Oh, air tanks come in many different colors, and they're steel and aluminum. Steel, it'll say 3AA, while with aluminum, it'll say 3AL. And it'll tell you the last time it got hydroed, because it has to be inspected, yearly. And it gets hydroed every 5 years. And if you take your diving exam, one of the questions is, when's the next time it's supposed to get hydroed? And I guess this is, if it was in August of 1865, it would have to be hydroed again August of, if you said 1870, then you're right. And you put on your BC like it's a backpack, and there's a little pocket in the back where you wet it, and you attach it to your tank, so that you put it on, and some are different. Sometimes you just put in a little notch, and you close the notch, and it'll be tight, or there are lines where you have to fit them through all the lines, then pull it, then close the notch. Like mine has, like, I fit it in the notch, then I close it, and then I'm done. And then you have your regulators. You have two. You put your regulator screw, because there's a little dust cap that keeps the dust out. You have to push that out, and you have to put it in, and you have to turn it on this little knob on the air tank, and you turn it until it's finger tight so that it won't get stuck. And then also on your BC, you have a little thing called attached to your regulator, you have two regulators and a knob and an inflator hose. And an inflator hose is attached to your BC, so you can have air onto it. And then whenever you turn on your equipment, you turn it on very, 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 very slowly until it goes and it pops all the air into it. Then you can turn it all the way as fast as you can, and then you turn it, and whenever you get to the end, you turn it back a quarter turn so that all that pressure won't hit you. And also, there's a little button on your regulators in case there's any water in it. You can just press the button and it'll clear it, or you can just blow out and then it'll come, and then all the water will come out. I like to do just blow out, because it's just a lot easier. And you breathe in, then you breathe out. And you have your primary, is the one that you use. And you have your octopus, is a longer regulator, just in case your friend is out of air, or just in case your primary gets out of your mouth, and your octopus is just right in front of you, so you can just grab that and put it in your mouth. And just keep breathing until you can reach your primary. And another thing is that you have Fins. Very, 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 very important. Your fins is what's going to get you going in the water. They feel very heavy on your feet at first, but after you get used to it and you take them off, like with me, one time I took my fins off whenever I was done with training, and my feet felt so light because I didn't have those fins on anymore. I feel like my feet felt light as a feather. And another thing is you have these little thing called booties. They might sound wrong, but don't think wrong. They're like little zip-up shoes. Like, you put them on, and they zip up, and they protect your feet, because in the fins, they have little, like, rubber stuff, and they'll just wear away the skin on your feet, and that burns a lot. So you use that to protect your feet, and you have, like, split. I think that's what they're called, split fins, where you have, like, little parts, and they can move back and forth, or they're just all combined. Also, you have your tightening and loosening strap, where you can pull it, and that'll tighten it or loosen it. And those, so it'll customize your foot size. Because sometimes, like with me, I have like very, very like skinny feet. So I have to pull most of it so that it'll work. And what's another thing? Oh yeah, some people, this is optional, but you can use gloves. So, you know, just to protect your hands from, if you touch anything, it'll just get on the gloves. Or if you cut anything, it'll just cut the glove and not your skin. And let me talk about your BC for a little bit. Your BC is about a little hose that hangs down. Well, your BC is like a vest, but the main part of the BC is a little hose that goes down your left shoulder. And what it does, like, you have to hold it high, and one button is on the top, and it presses it, and it'll pull you down. And there's a little red button. That's how it is on mine. It's not always on it, but it's just on the opposite side, and it'll fill your BC with air. You know, like, it'll turn into a life jacket almost. It'll go, and it'll float you up. But if you're really going to use that, don't go any faster than your bubbles, because you could get the bends or decompression sickness, which is very, very, very bad. And it's very, very life-threatening, because there's two kinds. There's one that affects your central nervous system, which can kill you. Or there's one, like, it'll just start, like, really small, like, you'll hurt, like, your hand will hurt really bad, and then it'll spread a lot, and then they'll have to have a recompression chamber, which will take the bends out, but it's very, very, very expensive. And there's wetsuits if it's very, very cold, the water. And also there's a dry suit, and what a dry suit does is it keeps you dry. And that's for very, very, very cold, cold, cold water. But if it's not very, very cold, then you're pretty much okay. And so that's mostly the scuba gear that you will basically need for, and also there's always different companies like Dive Right and Scuba Pro. Like, I have Scuba Pro stuff, but Dive Right is also a very, very good company. And also you have dump valves on your BC, so it'll dump out all the air by just pulling it. And that works a lot. And that's pretty much the gear that you will need. Let's take a break. I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Under the Sea.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly, Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Join us every week for the Paper Hope Street Team. None of our topics are off the table. This is a program that you can listen to and discuss with your family. From the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves, we'll talk about the topics you want to talk about, such as friendship and relationships, or some more controversial issues about sex, drugs, and underage drinking. Join the Paper Hope Street Team live every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Let's talk soon.
This is Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. We just came up for a little air, so let's plunge to the depths again and find out more on today's show.
Hey, welcome back to Under the Sea. I'm your host, Jacob, and now we're going to talk about our fish of the week. And now it's time for Fish of the Week. Since I did something really, really, really cool last time, I decided to do something a lot more simple. Now this time we're doing the parrotfish, and with the parrotfish, it has so many characteristics. I mean, it is impossible to decide which one is the best one. If it's the color, if it's the unique characteristics. It's so hard to decide which of the colorful parrotfish's many unique characteristics is most remarkable. And of course, there's the diet. Well, everyone has a diet, including fish, which consists primarily of algae extracted from chunks of coral that were ripped from a reef. And that's primarily what they eat. They eat other things, but what they mostly eat is primarily algae. And so, the coral is pulverical with grounding teeth in the fish's throat. So it can digest it and get to the algae part that is still filled in the polyps inside the coral. So that's why they have little teeth in their throats that can get through to the algae, which is very, very important. Much of the sand in the parrotfish's range is actually mostly just the ground, not up undigested coral they extract mostly. And now the gender part. This part really freaks me out. You'll freak out too whenever I read it, because it kind of gave me the creeps, gave me the goosebumps. There's the gender, which they can change repeatedly throughout their lives. That's kind of creepy, because you're going to see a guy hatching eggs and stuff underwater, and I just think that's so creepy. Because one day it's like it's having fishes, and again, it's doing other stuff. So I just think that's completely out of my reach. I think that is disgusting. And also, think of a parrotfish like it's a butterfly or a snake, because it can change its color or its patterns as it goes throughout its life, just like how a snake sheds its skin, or how a caterpillar makes a pupa and goes through dramatic changes while it is inside. So that's the thing about animals. You can compare them to so many different things because of how they live and what they do. Like, like how a life cycle goes. You know, it starts as an egg, then it goes to a larva, then it goes to a pupa, and then it finally turns into a butterfly. Same thing with a parrotfish. It starts from an egg, it goes to a little, and as it grows up to be a little fish, it gets its first patterns, and then their patterns change, and also their gender changes. Like, 1 year they'll be male, and 1 year they'll be a female, which I completely do not get at all. And actually, this is an, which are a classification, nightmare varying greatly even among the males and females, and even juveniles of the same species. Which, that guy is right, whoever said it was a nightmare in my research, because they are completely right. I'm probably going to have nightmares about that tonight whenever I think about that. I swear to God, if a parrotfish comes into my brain at night, I'm going to freak. And then finally, there's the pajamas. There's the pajamas. This fish wears pajamas. I promise you. It might sound weird to you, but after I go through it, it'll make sense. Every night, whenever a parrotfish goes to sleep, it actually lays down on a rock. It finds a nice place to lay down on a rock. And certain species of the parrotfish wrap a certain cocoon made of mucus secreted from an organ in their head. And actually, scientists have been testing this for many, many, many years. And scientists think that the cocoon masters scent or keeps the scent in there, making them harder for nocturnal predators, for them to be found or for them to be smelled by their scent. Like moray eels that are very nocturnal and also they are very intelligent. They can smell and they can see things like a mile away. And also, I think of a parrotfish like as a multicolored goldfish, if you will, because it looks like a goldfish, but it just has many different colors and it's a lot prettier than what it is in as a goldfish is, how a goldfish is just orange. And actually, whenever my dad was in the Caymans, he was diving at night and he saw a parrotfish, and how he was actually very, very interested in the parrotfish because he saw that it actually lays down on a rock like we do. We lay on our pillows whenever in our beds whenever we go to sleep. So you have to remember that most fish are actually very equivalent to human life, because they'll find a place to lay down and then they'll just fall asleep. But again, some people are different. Some animals are different. Like a horse, for example, sleeps standing up. What rather than sit down. Whenever you see a horse sits down, that means it's sick mostly. And so that's the thing you have to always keep in mind about any type of animal, because they are equivalent to humans. Like a pig is actually the most equivalent to a human because it has the same type of bones that we do, the same type of vessels that we do. So that's why, like if you watch Deadliest Warrior, they use pigs because it's the same. They have the same arteries and bones as humans, which I think is very, very cool. But a parrotfish, like I said, it's very, very, very colorful, and I'm still not over the way how they can change their genders as they go throughout their lives. Because one day they're swimming around, minding their own business, and catching the food and stuff, and then the next day they're hatching eggs in the water and taking care of their young, which I think is just gross. Like, you don't know what grows in the middle of the night while they're sleeping. But their colors, I completely understand, because also they can be very, very pretty. Some can be blue and purple, and then the next day they can be like red and yellow, or green and yellow, or blue and yellow. So there are many different possibilities. There's like, you know, there's a black and white sometimes. They're very, very, very pretty colors. Like, you won't see like a dark, very dark parrotfish. They'll always be light and warm colors. And scientists, they don't know for sure, but they still think that it masks their scent so that it's hard for other predators, like nocturnal predators, like again, like eels or other different animals and fish, so that they can't be found or they can't be sniffed. Because some fish, they can sniff them out and they can figure out when, where they are at the exact time, which I think is pretty cool. And again, a parrotfish is very, very cool. Also, if you would like to email the show, send it to voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. Make sure you mention my name, Jacob Nelson, and mention the show, Under the Sea. Share some of your thoughts or ask a question, and we will try to answer it on the air. So if you have any questions for us, please let us know at the web at voiceamericakids@yahoo.com, and we will try to answer them for you, and we will answer them on the air for you. So all those scuba divers out there, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Under the Sea. My name is Jacob Nelson. This show is produced by KidStar for the Voice America Kids Network. Live from Clifton Middle School here in Houston, Texas. Up next, a track from the KidStar album of the month.
All ashore, who's going ashore? Thanks for joining us this week for Under the Sea. As always, we'll be back next Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So don't be late or you'll miss the boat. Of course, you can always float along by listening on demand. We'll talk again next week.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm, and now from the KidStar Album of the Month, here's Mr. Saxophone, Dave Farther, with Hugs and Kisses.
First you take your arms, open them wide, big enough to put an elephant inside. Then you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them big hugs and kisses. Take your little tiny hands, when they're far apart, you gotta make room for that great big heart. Then you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them all some hugs and kisses. It's hard to catch a ball when you're oh so small. Your little bitty arms, hard to do anything at all. But the great four hugs, you got hugs to spare. We hug like bears and bears love to share. So take those arms, open them wide, big enough to put a rhinoceros inside. And you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them all some hugs and kisses. Your little bitty arms, hard to do anything at all. But the great four hugs, got hugs to spare. We hug like bears, and bears love to share. So take those arms, open them wide, big enough to put a hippopotamus inside. And then you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them all some hugs and kisses. Give them big hugs and kisses. Give them awesome hugs and kisses.
That was Dave Farber, Mr. Saxophone, from the KidStar Album of the Month. Check it out on our website, kidstar.org.